This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new campaign raises the warning about fentanyl mixed with recreational drugs. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Last year, fentanyl caused or contributed to 912 Colorado deaths, a number that's rising sharply. Fentanyl is 50 times stronger than heroin, so overdoses happen faster and are more likely to be deadly. The Keep the Party Safe campaign uses nightlife-inspired artwork. Robert Valick leads a state drug abuse prevention group.
We're focusing on youth and young adults. So it's kind of high school, college, and then young adulthood. So more or less 16 to 30.
The effort features a checklist for a safer night out, which includes things like bringing overdose reversal medication. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Families from Afghanistan and Ukraine are making homes in Broomfield, Colorado. The Broomfield Resettlement Task Force has helped at least seven Afghan families in the past year since U.S. troops left their country. Broomfield City Council member Heidi Henkel says community support is essential.
If we rely on the resettlement agencies, if we rely on the federal government, if we even rely on the state government, it's not enough.
Two families from Ukraine have moved to Broomfield since Russia invaded their country 6 months ago. The new dates for Broadway season at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts are out. The lineup includes 1776 and musicals based on the album Jagged Little Pill and the movie Beetlejuice. DCPA's John Eckeberg says the season is diverse.
What I really love about it is the breadth and depth of the different titles, and we like to think and hope that for people who love classics, who love comedy, you know, a great rock and roll story like Tina, that there's essentially something for everyone.
Season tickets are available now. Single show tickets will be released later. This is CPR News and KRCC.